ever felt exhausted after spending time with certain people? You know, the ones who always seem to drain your energy and leave you feeling down. It's like they have a talent for turning even the best day into a tough one. If this sounds familiar, you're not alone. Imagine a life where you aren't affected by other people's negativity. What if you could stay positive no matter who you're with? This video is here to show you how to make that happen. We'll dive into practical ways to deal with those who bring negativity into your life. Think of a time when someone's bad mood ruined your day. Maybe it was a friend, family member, or coworker who just couldn't stop complaining. You ended up feeling worse than before, and your mood was completely changed. Wouldn't it be great to handle these situations differently? In this video, you'll learn powerful techniques to protect yourself from negative people. These are not just tips. They're a blueprint for a happier, more balanced life. We'll explore how setting boundaries can make a big difference. By staying with us until the end, you'll discover how to maintain your positivity. No matter how negative others might be, you'll have the tools to keep your mood intact and live a more fulfilling life. So, how do you start setting boundaries with negative people? It's about drawing invisible lines to protect your emotional space. Boundaries are like shields that keep negativity away and help you maintain your mental well-being. Start by understanding why boundaries are important. Imagine your mind as a beautiful garden. Negative people are like weeds that can overtake and destroy your garden if you don't take action. Setting boundaries is like putting up a fence to keep those weeds out. Reflect on your past interactions. Think about the people or situations that left you feeling drained. What behaviors or conversations made you uncomfortable? Identifying these triggers helps you know where you need to set boundaries. Everyone's limits are different. What bothers one person might not bother another. Understanding your own limits is key to knowing where and how to set your boundaries. Once you've identified your boundaries, communicate them clearly. It might seem hard at first, but remember, you have the right to protect your emotional health. Use I statements to express your needs, like, "I feel overwhelmed when..." This way, you're focusing on your feelings, not blaming others. Negative people might resist your boundaries. They might try to make you feel guilty or question your feelings. Stay strong and don't let their reactions sway you. Consistently stand by your boundaries. Enforcing boundaries can be challenging. Sometimes you might need to reduce contact with the person or even cut ties if necessary. Your mental health is worth it. Surround yourself with people who support and uplift you. Regular self-care is crucial. Even with boundaries in place, dealing with negative people can be tough. Engage in activities that bring you joy, like reading, walking, or spending time with loved ones. Self-care helps you recharge and stick to your boundaries. Don't be afraid to seek support. Talk to friends, family, or a counselor about your experiences. They can offer valuable advice and emotional support as you navigate your interactions with negative people. Setting and enforcing boundaries is an ongoing process. Reflect on your experiences and adjust your boundaries as needed. Some boundaries might need to be strengthened, while others might be relaxed. Stay flexible and responsive to your own needs. Recognize that negative behavior often reflects the other person's struggles. Their negativity might come from their own insecurities or problems, not from anything about you. Understanding this can help you maintain your boundaries without taking their negativity personally. Each time you set and enforce a boundary, you build inner strength. Over time, you'll become more confident in protecting your emotional health. This growing strength will not only help you with negative people, but also empower you in other areas of your life. Create a positive environment around you. Fill your life with uplifting people and activities. A strong, positive environment makes it harder for negativity to affect you. Visualize your ideal life, free from negative influences, and let this vision guide you. Celebrate your progress in setting boundaries. Each step you take towards protecting your emotional health is a victory. Recognize and celebrate these milestones. They boost your confidence and reinforce your commitment to yourself. Your journey in dealing with toxic people can inspire others. Share your experiences and strategies with those around you. By setting an example, you help others learn how to protect their own emotional health. Together, we can create a ripple effect of positivity. If you found these tips helpful, don't forget to like, comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey. We're aiming for 100 likes on this video to keep bringing you more valuable insights. Stay tuned for more transformative advice. Lesson 1: Setting boundaries for emotional protection. Do you feel overwhelmed by certain people in your life? You're not alone. Many of us struggle with how to handle those who drain our energy. The good news is, setting boundaries can be a powerful tool to protect yourself. Imagine your personal space as a safe zone. Negative people are like storms that can shake this space. By setting boundaries, you create a shield to keep these storms at bay, protecting your emotional well-being. Think of boundaries as invisible lines. They define what you are comfortable with and what you're not. These lines help prevent others from crossing into your emotional space and causing you distress. For example, if someone always criticizes you, it's okay to tell them that their comments hurt you. Setting a boundary like this helps maintain your peace and prevents their negativity from affecting your mood. It's important to remember that setting boundaries is not about being rude. It's about respecting yourself and your feelings. It's a way of saying, "This is what I need to feel safe and happy." Start by identifying what upsets you. Reflect on past interactions that made you feel drained or unhappy. What were the specific behaviors or comments that bothered you? This will help you understand where to set your boundaries. Everyone's limits are different. What might bother you may not affect someone else in the same way. It's important to recognize your own needs and set boundaries based on what works for you. Once you know what your boundaries are, communicate them clearly. For instance, you might say, "I need to take a break from this conversation." This helps others understand your limits without making them feel attacked. Expressing your boundaries can be challenging, especially if you're not used to it. But remember, it's a necessary step for protecting your emotional health. You have every right to maintain your well-being. Use I statements when discussing your boundaries. This means saying things like, "I feel uncomfortable when," rather than pointing fingers. This approach helps avoid sounding accusatory and focuses on your own feelings. Some people might resist your boundaries. They might try to make you feel guilty or dismiss your needs. This resistance is a test of your resolve. Stand firm and keep your boundaries in place. It's crucial to enforce your boundaries consistently. If someone crosses a line, gently remind them of your limit. Over time, they will start to understand that you are serious about protecting your space. Enforcing boundaries can be tough. Sometimes it might mean reducing contact with the person or even cutting ties if necessary. This can be hard, but remember, your mental health is the top priority. Surround yourself with positive people who respect your boundaries. Being around supportive individuals can boost your mood and help you maintain a healthier emotional state. Even with boundaries in place, dealing with negative people can be draining. Regular self-care is essential. Engage in activities that bring you joy and help you relax, like reading or spending time with loved ones. Self-care helps replenish your emotional reserves. It makes it easier to stick to your boundaries and handle difficult interactions. Make time for yourself and prioritize activities that uplift you. Seek support from friends, family, or a counselor. Sharing your experiences and feelings with someone you trust can offer valuable perspective and encouragement. They can provide advice and emotional strength. Regularly review and adjust your boundaries. As you grow and your needs change, your boundaries might need to shift as well. Being flexible helps you stay in tune with your emotional health. Remember that negative people often project their own issues onto others. Their behavior reflects their struggles, not your worth. By understanding this, you can maintain your boundaries without taking their negativity personally. Each time you set and enforce a boundary, you build your inner strength. Over time, you'll become more confident in protecting your emotional health. This growing strength empowers you in all areas of your life. Feel free to tweak or add any details to better fit your vision. Lesson 2. Practicing empathy without absorbing negativity. Have you ever felt overwhelmed by someone's problems? Empathy helps us understand others, but it's important to protect our own peace too. In this section, we'll explore how to be empathetic without letting their negativity affect you. Imagine a friend is always complaining about work. You listen carefully and offer support, but you don't have to carry their burden. This balance is key to dealing with toxic people while staying positive yourself. Start by really listening. When someone talks, give them your full attention. Don't interrupt or judge them. Just listen to understand their feelings and perspective. This can sometimes make them feel better. Active listening means focusing only on the person speaking. Show them you care by nodding and making eye contact. This can help calm their negative emotions as they feel heard and validated. Try to see where they're coming from. Often, negative behavior is linked to stress or past issues. By understanding this, you can respond with kindness rather than frustration. For example, a colleague who complains a lot might be dealing with personal issues. Recognizing this can help you offer support without getting caught up in their negativity. Validation is a big part of empathy. It's about acknowledging their feelings without necessarily agreeing with them. You might say, "I understand why you're upset," or "It sounds like you're having a tough time." Validation helps to ease their negativity. When people feel understood, they're less likely to act out. Your empathy can make their situation feel less intense. But remember, it's important to protect your own emotions too. Picture a shield around yourself that lets you be supportive but keeps negative feelings from getting inside. You can be compassionate without taking on their problems. Offer encouragement or advice if it's appropriate, but don't feel like you need to solve their issues. Sometimes, just being there for someone is enough. Your presence and support can be comforting without dragging you into their negativity. Stay aware of how you're feeling. If you notice yourself getting drained or upset, it's a sign you might be absorbing too much negativity. Take breaks if needed. If a conversation starts to affect you, it's okay to step back for a moment. Your well-being should come first. Practice self-care regularly. Engage in activities that recharge you, like reading, exercising, or spending time with loved ones. This helps keep you strong and balanced. It's also helpful to set limits on how much time you spend with negative people. Shorter, controlled interactions can be easier to manage. Remember, empathy is about balance. You can care deeply about someone while still keeping your own emotional space intact. Use positive affirmations to remind yourself of your strength. Statements like, "I can handle this," or "I am strong and centered," can help maintain your emotional resilience. Seek support from others if needed. Talking to friends or a counselor can provide additional perspective and help you manage your emotions. Over time, you'll get better at finding this balance. With practice, dealing with negative people will become easier, and you'll be able to maintain your positivity. Empathy, when balanced with self-care, can transform your interactions. By understanding others without letting their negativity affect you, you'll create a more positive and supportive environment for yourself and those around you. Lesson 3. Maintaining positive relationships and environment. Imagine your life filled with supportive and uplifting people. How different would your days be if you surrounded yourself with positivity? Creating a positive environment around you can greatly enhance your well-being and happiness. Think of your life as a garden. Just as you would carefully choose the plants that thrive in your garden, you should choose the people and activities that contribute to your happiness and growth. Surrounding yourself with positive people makes it easier to stay upbeat and motivated. These are the friends and family who encourage you, lift you up, and celebrate your successes. Make time for activities that bring you joy. Whether it's a hobby, exercise, or spending time with loved ones, engaging in activities that make you happy helps keep your spirits high. Create a personal space that inspires you. Decorate your home or workspace with things that make you feel good, like pictures, plants, or quotes. This can help maintain a positive mindset. Be mindful of the media you consume. Choose uplifting and positive content that aligns with your values and boosts your mood, rather than negative news or stressful shows. Set aside time for reflection and gratitude. Regularly take a moment to appreciate the good things in your life. This practice can shift your focus from what's wrong to what's going well. Engage in activities that promote relaxation and peace. Practices like meditation, deep breathing, or simple walks in nature can help you maintain a calm and positive outlook. Celebrate your successes, big or small. Recognize your achievements and reward yourself. Celebrating progress reinforces positive behavior and keeps you motivated. Foster connections with people who share your values. Building relationships with like-minded individuals can create a supportive network that enhances your emotional health. Be a source of positivity for others. By spreading kindness and encouragement, you contribute to a positive environment, which in turn can come back to you. Limit your exposure to negativity. If you know certain people or situations tend to bring you down, try to minimize your interaction with them when possible. Engage in community or group activities that uplift you. Joining groups with positive goals or causes can connect you with supportive people and create a sense of belonging. Seek out role models who embody positivity and resilience. Learning from those who navigate challenges with grace and optimism can inspire and guide you. Be proactive in nurturing positive relationships. Regularly check in with friends and loved ones, showing interest in their lives and offering support when needed. Avoid letting negative people dominate your time. Make a conscious effort to spend more time with those who bring out the best in you. Encourage and support those around you. When you lift others up, you help create a positive environment that benefits everyone involved. Reflect on the people who contribute positively to your life. Make an effort to strengthen these relationships and express your appreciation for their support. Develop a routine that promotes positivity. Incorporate habits that make you feel good, such as exercise, hobbies, or time with loved ones, into your daily life. Remember, your environment influences your mood and outlook. By intentionally creating a positive space around you, you set yourself up for a happier, more fulfilling life. Keep these strategies in mind, and you'll find it easier to maintain a positive environment, even when faced with negativity. Lesson 4, self-care and seeking support. Do you often feel worn out after dealing with toxic people? It's important to take care of yourself. Self-care isn't just a luxury. It's a necessity for your well-being. Imagine self-care as your personal shield. It helps you stay strong and positive, even when others around you are negative. Think about activities that make you feel good. It could be something simple like reading a book, listening to music, or enjoying a walk in nature. Regularly doing things you love is like recharging your batteries. It gives you the energy to deal with challenges and toxic people better. Self-care is about more than just relaxing. It's also about finding joy and calmness in your daily life. This balance helps you stay resilient. Make time for hobbies that bring you happiness. Whether it's painting, gardening, or cooking, these activities can lift your spirits. Don't forget about rest. Getting enough sleep is crucial for maintaining your mental and emotional health. Mindfulness and meditation can be powerful tools. They help clear your mind and reduce stress, making it easier to handle negativity. Surround yourself with supportive people. Having friends and family who uplift you can make a big difference. Talking to loved ones about your experiences can provide relief. They can offer support, advice, or just a listening ear. Sometimes professional help is needed. Speaking with a counselor or therapist can provide valuable strategies for managing stress and negativity. Seeking support is not a sign of weakness. It's a step towards taking care of your mental health and well-being. Remember, it's okay to ask for help. Everyone needs support from time to time, and there's no shame in it. Regular self-care practices can help you build a buffer against the negativity of toxic people. It strengthens your emotional resilience. Create a self-care routine that fits your lifestyle. It could include activities that relax you or make you feel energized. Celebrate your small victories in self-care. Each positive step you take is an achievement and reinforces your ability to stay strong. Keep track of what helps you feel better and what doesn't. Adjust your self-care routine as needed to keep it effective. As you practice self-care, you'll find it easier to set and maintain boundaries with toxic people. You'll be more balanced and less affected by their negativity. Share your self-care tips with others. By encouraging those around you to take care of themselves, you create a supportive community. In the end, self-care is a key part of dealing with toxic people. It helps you stay healthy, happy, and resilient. Keep prioritizing yourself, and you'll find it easier to navigate through negativity. Conclusion: reflecting and adapting boundaries over time. Reflecting on your boundaries is like taking a moment to look back and see how far you've come. It's about checking if your limits are still working for you or if they need a little adjustment. Think of boundaries like a garden fence. Sometimes the fence needs repair or an upgrade. Just like that, your boundaries might need some tweaking to fit your current situation. Regularly ask yourself if your boundaries are protecting you as they should. Are there areas where negativity is still sneaking through? If so, it might be time to reinforce those limits. Notice how you feel after interactions with others. If you're still feeling drained or upset, it might mean your boundaries aren't strong enough. Reflect on these feelings to understand what needs to change. Sometimes people's behavior can change, and so can your own needs. Be ready to adjust your boundaries if your circumstances or emotions shift. Flexibility is key. Reflect on recent experiences with negative people. Did they push against your limits? Did you hold firm? Use these reflections to adjust your boundaries and strengthen your resolve. It's normal to find that some boundaries work better than others. If you discover that some limits are too strict or too loose, make the necessary changes. This process helps you find the right balance. Remember, boundaries are there to protect your well-being. If you notice any signs that a boundary is being crossed, address it promptly. The sooner you act, the easier it is to maintain your peace. As you grow and learn, your understanding of what you need to protect your emotional health may evolve. Be open to changing your boundaries as you gain more insight into your own needs. Reflect on how your boundaries affect your relationships. Are you finding it easier to interact with others without feeling overwhelmed? If not, it might be time to revisit and adjust your limits. Sometimes you might face resistance from others when you change your boundaries. Stay patient and firm. People will eventually understand that your boundaries are for your well-being. Adjusting boundaries doesn't mean you're weak. It means you're paying attention to your own needs and are willing to make changes to protect yourself. This is a sign of strength. Take note of your progress in setting and maintaining boundaries. Celebrate small victories as they come. Each time you adjust your boundaries successfully, you're reinforcing your emotional health. Your journey with boundaries is ongoing. Regularly reflect on your experiences to ensure that your limits are still serving their purpose. This continuous process helps you stay resilient. Engage in self-reflection to understand why certain boundaries are needed. This helps you communicate your limits more clearly and confidently to others. Share your experiences with trusted friends or family. They can offer valuable feedback and support as you navigate the process of setting and adjusting your boundaries. Stay open to learning more about yourself and your needs. The more you understand about what works for you, the better you can adjust your boundaries to suit your life. Remember, adapting your boundaries is a healthy part of maintaining emotional well-being. It shows that you are actively managing your interactions and protecting your mental health. By reflecting and adapting your boundaries, you become more adept at handling negative influences. This ongoing process strengthens your ability to stay positive and resilient. Keep reminding yourself that your boundaries are there to serve you. As you continue to reflect and adjust, you're taking important steps towards a more balanced and fulfilling life. Stay tuned and make sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe to Stoic Journey for more insights on living a positive and fulfilling life. Your journey to inner peace and resilience is just beginning.